Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Longevity Diet by Valter Longo, PhD, presents a research-driven framework for eating and lifestyle choices aimed at supporting a longer, healthier life. Drawing on insights from biogerontology, epidemiology, and clinical research, Longo argues that everyday nutrition patterns can influence key biological pathways tied to aging, chronic disease risk, and metabolic health. The book is widely associated with the idea that longevity is not a single supplement or hack, but a set of consistent habits shaped by culture, genetics, and evidence from populations with notable health span. It introduces readers to principles that emphasize plant-forward meals, careful protein intake, time-structured eating, and periodic fasting like interventions as tools to encourage cellular maintenance and resilience. Longo also discusses how age, health status, and individual risk factors can change what an optimal diet looks like over time. The result is a practical, long-term approach designed to be sustainable rather than extreme, with an emphasis on prevention and healthy aging. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, aging biology through nutrition and fasting signals. A central theme of the book is that diet is not only about calories, but also about the messages food sends to the body. Longo focuses on nutrient-sensing pathways linked in public research to aging and disease risk, such as insulin and insulin-like growth factor signaling, mTOR activity, and stress resistance mechanisms. The premise is that frequent, constant feeding and high levels of certain nutrients can keep growth and storage signals switched on, which may be beneficial for development but less ideal for long-term maintenance. In contrast, periods of reduced intake can shift the body toward repair-oriented processes, improved metabolic flexibility, and cellular cleanup systems often discussed in longevity science. The book uses this biological lens to explain why moderate, consistent dietary patterns may outperform short-term intensity. It also frames fasting not as deprivation for its own sake, but as a scheduled tool intended to activate protective programs without chronic malnutrition. The reader is guided to see food choices as levers that can tilt the body toward regeneration and resilience. This perspective helps connect practical meals to broader goals like preserving muscle, supporting immune function, and reducing inflammation over decades. Secondly, the longevity diet pattern, plant-forward, nutrient-dense, and restrained in protein, Longo outlines a dietary pattern often described publicly as mostly plant-based, with an emphasis on whole foods, healthy fats, and controlled protein intake. The goal is to support metabolic health while moderating signals associated with rapid growth. Rather than pushing high protein across all ages, the approach distinguishes between life stages, suggesting that what supports longevity may change as people get older and face risks like frailty. The book commonly highlights vegetables, legumes, nuts, and minimally processed foods as staples, paired with mindful use of fats and complex carbohydrates. It also stresses diet quality, encouraging readers to prioritize nutrient density and to avoid habitual excess of refined sugars and ultra-processed products. A practical takeaway is that longevity eating is less about rigid macros and more about consistent patterns that are feasible in real life, including cultural food traditions that have persisted across generations. The approach aims to optimize weight not through crash dieting, but by aligning appetite, energy intake, and meal composition with stable blood sugar and satiety. Readers can expect guidance that seeks balance, not extremes, and encourages long-term adherence as the key driver of outcomes. Thirdly, fasting mimicking diet and periodic resets. One of the most discussed elements associated with Longo is the concept of a fasting mimicking diet, a structured short-term program designed to deliver some physiological effects of fasting while still providing limited nourishment. The book presents this as a periodic intervention rather than a daily lifestyle, positioned as a potential tool to support metabolic markers, reduce risk factors, and encourage cellular maintenance processes. The underlying idea is that a carefully designed, low-calorie, low-protein, and specific macronutrient composition over several consecutive days can shift the body toward fasting, like biology, without complete food abstinence. Longo emphasizes that timing, duration, and individual suitability matter, and that people with medical conditions or on medications should seek clinical guidance before attempting any fasting protocol. The reader is also encouraged to distinguish between evidence-based periodic restriction and fad fasting trends that can lead to disordered eating, overtraining, or rebound weight gain. By framing the intervention as structured and occasional, the book aims to integrate it into a broader longevity lifestyle focused on stability. The key message is that targeted, time-limited dietary stress may complement a consistent, high-quality, everyday diet in supporting long-term health. Fourthly, disease prevention focus, metabolic health, inflammation, and cancer risk factors. The book connects dietary strategy to major chronic diseases that shape lifespan and quality of life, including type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and certain cancers. Longo discusses how long-term patterns such as excess calories, highly processed foods, and persistent high growth signaling may contribute to metabolic dysfunction and inflammation, which are common denominators across many conditions. He also explores how weight management, improved insulin sensitivity, and nutrient timing can influence risk markers that clinicians track. A notable aspect is the prevention-oriented stance, encouraging readers to act before disease develops rather than relying solely on treatment after diagnosis. The approach does not present food as a cure, but as a meaningful, modifiable factor that can change probabilities over time. The narrative encourages aligning diet with medical monitoring, family history, and personal risk, making the plan more like a framework than a one-size-fits-all prescription. Readers are prompted to think in terms of health span, not just lifespan, prioritizing energy, cognitive function, mobility, and immune resilience. The overall emphasis is that diet choices accumulate, and that consistent, moderate improvements may yield substantial benefits when applied for years rather than weeks. Lastly, personalization by age, lifestyle, and real-world adherence. A practical strength of the book is its emphasis on adjusting dietary choices to the realities of different ages and circumstances. Longo discusses that a strategy suited for a younger adult focused on long-term disease prevention may differ from what an older adult needs to preserve strength, prevent frailty, and maintain independence. This theme pushes readers to avoid rigid ideology and instead treat the longevity diet as an adaptive system. The book also links nutrition with other lifestyle factors commonly associated with longevity in public health research, such as physical activity, sleep, and social habits. Importantly, it emphasizes sustainability. A plan that a person can follow for decades is more valuable than a perfect plan followed for a month. The discussion encourages building routines, selecting satisfying foods, and using structure like meal timing to reduce decision fatigue. It also signals the importance of medical context, suggesting that people with specific conditions, pregnancy, eating disorder history, or complex medication regimens should seek professional input. The outcome is a reader-oriented framework that blends scientific rationale with behavioral feasibility, aiming to turn longevity from a concept into daily practice. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a science-informed, prevention-focused approach to nutrition rather than a trendy weight loss plan. It can benefit health-conscious adults, people with a family history of metabolic disease, and anyone interested in aging research who also wants practical habits they can apply without living in a lab. The core value is how it links everyday choices to long-term outcomes. Meal composition, protein levels, and structured periods of lower intake are presented as tools to influence metabolic health, weight stability, and resilience against age-related decline. For many readers, the greatest life benefit is a clearer framework for making consistent decisions that support energy, mobility, and long-term independence while still allowing enjoyable food traditions. Compared to similar longevity or fasting books, it stands out for combining a longevity research lens with a coherent dietary pattern and a structured periodic intervention concept, rather than relying on motivation or anecdote alone. The emphasis on age-based adjustments and sustainability helps it feel more like a lifelong strategy than a short challenge. If you want an evidence-oriented roadmap that prioritizes health span, not just a lower number on the scale, this book is worth buying and revisiting as your needs change over time. If you would like to support Valter Longo PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.